Dean Barceau, what a daunting task for you to complete the trilogy of Bill and Ted. Was it a daunting task?
It was a fun task. It has its daunting moment, but for the most part, I have an incredibly collaborative and wonderful cast that, and writers and producers, and we toughed it out.
Tell me about that phone call when you were told you were given the gig.
Well, I was a friend of Ed Solomon's for many years, and so Ed and Scott Krupp called me and asked me if I would do it, and I've known Ed and the franchise as well for years, and loved those characters and Ed's sense of humor, Ed and Chris's sense of humor, so it was a very easy thing to say yes to.
And were you a fan of yourself before all of this?
Absolutely. A fan of the sense of humor, of the sort of sense of absurdity, and a fan of those characters, who've basically are best friends for life, and are almost delusionally optimistic. I love the absurdity of those guys.
And you say it very well, that they are best friends for life, and almost nothing else matters about that. I think that's what, having seen the film today and remembering the other two, that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And the wonderful thing is Keanu and Alex are like that as well.
So it's real.
They've been best friends since they made the original.
Right. And taking that story of 20-odd years ago and using, movie technology that is available today that wasn't back then, that must have been an exciting proposition as well. It looks great.
Oh, thanks. It was, the task for me and for all of us was to contemporize it. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough money to make a Marvel movie, so it's quite difficult to accomplish on a small budget, but we did the best we could. I think we did a good job.
But I still like that there's a phone box in this as well.
Well, you had to bring the phone box back.
But it's funny, there's no such thing as a phone box anymore. I mean, where I live, I haven't seen a phone box on any street corner in years.
Oh, no, there's three generations that have never seen a phone box. So which is why the more contemporary pod that they travel in makes more sense. But the phone booth has to be there for Bill and Ted.
I could just see dads trying to explain to their teenagers that they're dragging along, to try and educate them about Bill and Ted, trying to have to explain things like a phone box.
Yes, people had to go into a small soundproof box to make phone calls. Yes, very strange. Obviously the phone boxes on the British Isles are a whole different thing.
And what about Gibson guitars? In one of the early scenes in the film, there is a mighty rack of guitars on display. Getting people on board like Gibson, things like that, probably wasn't a hard task either.
No, it was actually quite easy, because first of all of those are the guitars they played in the original, the Flying V, and I think Gibson was one. In fact, I got a great old casino that the cast signed, which I just love. Thanks to Gibson.
I was going to ask whether you stole anything away from this movie, because looking at your CV, you've worked on some very quirky films. Is there a little stash of things from your CV of films in the house?
Well, they rarely give you anything.
So you have to steal it.
You end up with odd things. Yeah. So I have a rubber blue baby from Galaxy Quest staring at me right now.
Was there many of those? You
never know.
Is that a rare item? I'd say that's a rare item.
We used it to, because back then you couldn't imagine how the CG was going to work. So you needed something to play against. So so we had a lot of rubber versions of what would later be built in computer graphics.
Not comparing the two, but with Galaxy Quest and Bill and Ted, the humor is very similar in a way, don't you think?
It is similar. I mean, I guess it's similar in the sense that I love that my characters in both movies, they're sort of ludicrous people in tragic situations, which I find funny for some reason. But.
And I have to ask, with the, I guess, one of the central parts of this saga of films, it's funny to call it a saga, actually, or a trilogy, but time travel, given the current climate we're living in, and you're releasing a film in sort of the tail end, or perhaps the middle end, of a global pandemic, would that be something you would consider if you were able to time travel?
Oh, I'd love to leave 2020 behind, yes. I would say on the time travel map, this is a year you don't want to visit.
It made it more interesting to release this film? I can only imagine the amount of boardroom meetings and phone calls that have been going on. You had the release date set almost probably, you know, a year ago. And it's been like juggling balls in the air.
Yeah, I think almost every movie eventually is a form of crisis management from beginning to end.
Well, thank you for completing the story of Bill and Ted, and thank you for this third film. It brought a lot of joy to me, a lot of nostalgia as well, and I think it'll bring joy to the viewers as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Take care, Clint.